The House has made some major changes to a proposed bonding bill for projects on the university system campuses. As passed by the Senate, the bill was $152 million. It had identified Dunbar Hall at NDSU, a communications and fine arts building at Valley City State University, the Harris Hall project for the Northern Crops Institute, and the Pulver Hall project at Dickinson State. The House version reduces the bonding for Dunbar from $51 million to $40 million. It reduces the bond for VCSU from $32 million to $30 million. The Pulver Hall project was reduced from $4.5 million to $4 million, and the Harris Hall project was dropped. But Cooperstown Republican Representative Don Vigasaw thinks the Harris Hall project is truly needed.
During our hearing, we saw videos of Harris Hall, and it does need work, and it needs to be replaced. I wouldn't be surprised if sometime during this session, Harris Hall re-enters the scene. But in this particular bonding bill, it's not included.
In its place is $6 million in bonding for UND's Gamble Hall. Meanwhile, the House version authorizes NDSU to find $11.2 million for other funds, allows VCSU to use $2.2 million in other funds, and adds $9 million for Gamble Hall from the State General Fund. And that means UND has to come up with another $55 million.
Gamble Hall came forward because UND has identified that there is a large donor that's going to donate $20 million if the legislature would put forth a project.
The House version of the bill also includes general fund money for the Bismarck State College Nursing Building, a precision agriculture project at Lake Region Community College, and various projects at Dakota College at Bottineau. It is the first time in several years the North Dakota legislature has a bonding bill. Vigasaw says it took him a while to warm up to bonding.
Because of the legacy fund earnings and the money that people see coming in through that venue and all the earnings, people are anxious to start going forward, spending money on some projects, and university campuses do need some upgrades on these buildings. They're seeing that we can bond and we'll have the revenue to repay the bonds with no issue. So we're probably a little ahead of ourselves. If we waited actually a biennium or two, we could pay cash for these projects. But some of these buildings are in desperate need of repair.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.